Growing up, I became used to being called the wrong name. On its own, Kayla isn't an easy name to confidently guess the pronunciation, Kaylee for those wondering, or the spelling, but complicating the matter is the existence of my 4 minutes younger twin sister, Allie. Add in a few other siblings and our parents would run through the list of names until they found the right one, even on occasion calling us by the dog's name. Classmates and teachers alike simply called the pair of us, the Bartletts, individualism nowhere in sight. As we grew up and found our separate callings, I began being called by my own name more regularly. Since beginning my professional life in journalism, my sister and I have only recently called the same community home. After years apart, often on opposite sides of different countries, life brought us back together. So imagine my surprise when, with increasing frequency, I'm not being confused for the person I share much of my DNA and resemblance with, but my boss. Yes, since Bronwyn joined the Coast Reporter team last fall as editor, hardly a week goes by that someone doesn't mistake me for Bronwyn or vice versa. Perhaps it's because the pandemic prevented me from attending as many community events as I would have liked in 2021. Or it's the similar color of our hair, or height, close age, 381 days apart, or that we're always holding cameras at community events. I've had readers tell me I don't look like my picture, see the top of page 5, when they're actually looking at Bronwyn's photo. It can be amusing to be accidentally promoted when people mistake me for the editor. Doppelgangers, according to folklore, can be a sign that death or bad luck is imminent. Just watch a movie featuring an evil surprise twin, spoilers, A Simple Favor, TV show Pretty Little Liars, or a lookalike, the roommate, single white female, and you'll find the persisting theme. Thankfully, Bronwyn and I don't have that kind of dynamic. Editor's note, most of the time. It does make me reflect on the apparent lack of diversity in our newsroom of three, but of course, any community newspaper is made up of more than the individuals at the desk. Our whole team at Coast Reporter, from sales to graphic design to circulation and delivery, includes a variety of folks, and then there are the community members, their voices and experiences covered in the pages of the newspaper. Admittedly, I can see the resemblance and don't hold it against anyone who mixes us up. So if you see one or both of us out and about, just ask who is who. Journalists love questions. And if you see Allie at the Sunshine Coast Museum, be sure to say hi.